brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Green Legion Radio pregame show here on Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia. My name is Quimby. I'm joined alongside Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas.
All right, good evening.
And our special guest helping us out in a big way today, host of The Line Change. Listen to him live on Fox Sports The Gamble from 8 to 11 every day, Monday through Friday, producing and commentating today, Mr. John Jansen. What's up, baby?
Go Bird!
Way to go.
This is a first for all of us. I can tell you, never before did I ever think I was going to be in radio, but at the same time, never before did I think I'd be hosting a live Philadelphia Eagles pregame show on Fox Sports at the base of AT&T Stadium. It's a blast out here. As Hollis continues to say, there's plenty of really nice things to look at walking by, except they're all in blue.
Go Birds.
In the middle of a show, brother, but we appreciate you. It's all good, man.
Hollis is a popular man around here.
It's all good. Everybody, we are brought to you by our friends at Dave Bavuso State Farm, Greater Philadelphia Health Faction, Crab du Jour, and the Finn, coming soon to Fishtown, Bucks County Baseball Company, MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry, and our good friends at Twin Spires. Let's get that out of the way right now. 3.5, plus 3.5. What do you guys have tonight? Because what we want you to do is we want you to log on to Twin Spires, their casino and sports app right now. Use the code LEGION10.
Yeah.
You'll get $10. You get $250 with a $10 bet. All you have to do is deposit $10 into your account, bet that $10, and the next day, $250 is going to show up in your account one way or the other. Tank, plus 3.5. What do you got?
Awesome sauce.
Yep.
Yeah. You talking about for the game?
Yeah, of course.
Who do I got?
Eagles, plus 3.5.
Eagles, plus 3.5. I was going to say Eagles, plus 4.
Well, if you buy a point the other way, I don't know if that helps your winnings, but
it's not going to help me.
No, that's not a big move.
Yeah,
I think the 3.5 is good.
3.5 is good. Okay,
what do you got?
It's a good number, I would say, for the Eagles, because it's actually gone down even since my Mailata injury. So I actually think that number's not that bad, and maybe Vegas is telling you something with that number moving in the Eagles' direction.
Well, it went up to 4 or 5 when we were on our way down there.
Did it?
Yeah, it did. And when we got on our way down there, it went up to 4 or 5, and then it just came.
I don't know, 4 or 5.
Well, it went up
big
to 4.
It was definitely at 4, and it's gone down to the other direction.
And it was at 5 for a hot second.
All right. Well, hey, look, you guys, Twin Spires, get on there, bet. Actually, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to the Chiefs game as well. If you're a new account holder and bet right now, we're going to go into a pool. And, again, Legion 10, lowercase letters, Legion 10. Before we go any further, a huge Green Legion Radio shout-out to our incredible friend of the program and a close personal friend of mine for over 20 years now, Mike Tallarita.
Ah.
Brother, please get well soon.
Please do prayers.
A lot of love. We know you're laid up right now with COVID, but we're all pulling for you down here. So get through it, baby.
Yeah.
Get through it. We love you.
I have a quick one. BG is about to go under the knife. So prayers and love to Brandon Graham currently. He's about to go under the knife to get his surgery.
And BG, we're pulling for you as well.
Yes.
Leader, both on and off the field. Couldn't be any happier with you as a Philadelphia Eagle and what you've become. So, huge shout out here. And I guess we're all going to have to understand that regardless of how much I try to not scream at an away game, this is the voice you're going to put up with for the rest of the season.
Yeah, pretty
much. It's barely there. I'm trying. I'm going to force feed it. I'm going to be screaming in the morning when I'm, tea, honey, lemon, quick. But this is
the funny part is I just started noticing you losing your voice, and it was due to the pep rally last night.
I wouldn't shut up.
I don't think
I didn't either. No.
Everybody, we are live from Boiling Tails on North Collins Street in Arlington, Texas. We are a block from the base of AT&T Stadium. Our good friend Chris Randolph, if you ever come down this way, Richie and company, all the way from Philadelphia. What's up, guys? How are you?
I hope you guys were not trying to be incognito. They kind of ran by.
Yeah, they did. But we're at Boiling Tales. Our good friend Chris Randolph down here always hosts us. If you're down this way, make sure you come in and visit him. He's an excellent human being.
Yes.
All right, so let's get to it, guys. Since we don't normally have an opportunity to talk about every other team's results from the weekend, we're going to do that, but I want to talk briefly about the 49ers game.
Okay.
We always start our pregame show with the last game. We know the loss BG was huge, but thankfully the Cowboys, Lyle Collins, might have helped our cause on the strong side there, at least for one game.
Keen bribery.
Yep. We'll get to him in a minute.
Okay.
That's going to be fun. There's a line from him that it just you just sit back and go, are you effing kidding me?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Typical from a Cowboys
player. Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. But I want to get both of your opinions on this.
Okay.
I'm hoping the loss and the scrutiny of the gimmick plays when you're first and goal from the one
right.
may help and be part of the learning curve for Sirianni and the rest of this new coaching staff.
Right.
Your thoughts, gentlemen?
I'll go first. My thoughts was this. When you're a new coach and your new team, I feel like you should bash the other team's head in, and then you get cute later on. You get cute later on because you know that they're expecting you to bash your heads in. But you just got down there, and you haven't shown anybody anything else. So when you get down there, you get cute. It turns into something less than it is. And the worst part was it was a bit of a 10 to 14 point swing because soon as their offense came out, they came right down the field and scored on us.
Yeah, it was all about Sirianni's game plan, that one. I wouldn't even put, you know, the middle of the field stuff was made about Jalen Hurts. I think it's more of a Sirianni thing. It seems like he got too cute even in the game planning because he felt like he could attack a certain area, and then it wasn't working. They didn't make the switch. The only thing I can say really about Hurts, he tried the big play way too many times. Take what's given in front of you and let...
Watch yourself there.
Atlanta, he did that perfectly. I didn't see that against the 49ers.
What do you think...
Chances having a little limp.
My microphone problem. Keeps attacking me.
Now, do you think it's more Jalen Hurts, or do you think it's more for the play calling?
It could be. It could be the play calling. Okay. It's something that certainly was noticeable, that the fact his air yards were less in the NFL week one, and then all of a sudden they were the tops in week two. That's
you know
a
what?
Big change.
And the problem is I did want to see more deep balls.
Right.
You know, we're going to talk about Rhaegar not getting pushed out of bounds. And that's another one. You know, there's a 14 point swing with two plays, and it's a killer.
Well, the worst part about that is I talked to one of our Steve colleagues, Jason Avant. Remember Jason Avant?
Burp it out, baby.
Excuse me. Jason Avant I don't know if you remember. He distinctly said he came off the rock when he came off the rock. He gave a couple of yards to push him towards the sideline. He's like, you have a bigger corner, and because you're faster than them, they're going to push you towards the boundary. And you took two steps outside already, and that meant when you got down deeper on the field, you was closer to the sideline. So he did that himself. He's got to do better route running.
Yeah,
yeah, that was all on Rhaegar, by the way. Whether or not it's a penalty, don't even get in that spot. He shouldn't have been.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, let's go around the league real quick because this is an opportunity we don't normally have, and there's a lot of what has happened over the last 3 weeks is monumentally going to affect the Eagles' season in some way, shape, or form. First, you know, let's hope we're on the winning end of a 1-3 NFC East performance this week. The Giants are terrible. You wonder if there's still a sting from what we did to them in the last week of the season, if they haven't recovered from that, if their coach is just a complete jackass. But we'll get to Kaja later on. Don't worry. Jansen, what do you think there?
I think a lot of Joe Judge has to be kind of under scrutiny right now because he's the one who was again, very loud and obnoxious about, oh, we're going to make the playoffs and then didn't. You know, and another thing, too, why is Jason Garrett still an offensive coordinator? That is a talented offense. And we all saw Daniel Jones can actually do well, and he can run the ball, and he can throw well. But Jason Garrett's offense is just horrible.
Vanilla.
It's terrible.
Or is it ginger?
It may be the ginger.
Ginger,
I'm just like
a flat ginger.
Apparently they have no soul. That was the word on the street. But to me...
I thought we were talking about the soda.
Yes, of course.
To me, they don't have an identity. And the other part is, he made 8 players retire throughout his training camp.
Yep.
When you do that, that means you're doing something wrong.
All right, I got to move on to this one.
Okay.
If you think there's going to be any sympathy statement for the colossal slob, you're not getting any here. All right.
Especially not for me.
Treated for dehydration, self-induced, stop, blah, blah, blah. Glad you lost. But are we glad they lost? You're talking about a team that should be 0-3 right now. If it wasn't for a Cleveland botched punt,
yeah,
the Chiefs would be 0-3. Have they not recovered from that agonizing Super Bowl performance back in February? And are we going to have to worry about them coming in and being, you know, a 1-2 team?
Yeah, I think we're going to see that team that's going to be a little ticked off, because this is the first time they've really faced adversity with Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. And it happens to every single good team. They're going to have to face adversity. At some point, it's going to happen where teams figure them out a little bit, but unfortunately, they're going to get it going at some
point.
Only
in Texas.
I know.
Guy walking by with a handle of Fireball right on the sidewalk.
Big time.
My man.
Now,
that is a jug of Fireball he's carrying.
I think we'll be able to catch them just a little bit more off guard, mainly because I think they're going to still be feeling the hype. And it's like, I say that because you still see Patrick Mahomes throwing the off balance passes and everything, but sometimes the players aren't going for it like they used to. So a lot.
Well, they don't have the receivers to do it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Moving on. Brady lost. Yay! Super Sam Brady listening in right now. We know she's happy about that.
Hey, Sam.
Indy, Tennessee. Carson Wentz, 19 for 37 passing. 19 for 37 passing. Zero touchdowns. Damaged goods. Anybody want to add?
He's awful.
Just keep letting him play all 57 snaps.
Now, we have a real problem brewing for the Eagles.
What's that?
Right now. All right? Five teams left undefeated. Panthers, Raiders, Rams, Cardinals, Broncos. All 3-0. First, other than the Rams and possibly the Cardinals, what the hell are these other three teams doing being 3-0? All right? Fact of the matter is, Panthers, Raiders, Broncos, all games on our schedule this year.
Correct.
Which we thought, hey, even with a rebuilding squad, we have a chance of beating these guys.
Yes.
And they're coming out of the gate firing. This does not look good for the Eagles in the rest of this season, Tank.
But the one thing that I think we have on our side is that sometimes they overlook us because we have a new coaching staff. But it's one of those things where
it's the Panthers, the Raiders, and the damn Broncos. Who's the Broncos quarterback?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, Teddy Two Gloves.
Teddy's not been bad.
He's not bad. And the thing with them, they have a tremendous defense. And so as long as he doesn't lose the game, he hasn't turned the ball over or any of that stuff. So as long as he doesn't lose the game for them, they'll probably try to win it.
A bad year to be playing the AFC West this season. That is a really good division, and unfortunately, they have to play every single one of them.
Yep. And Kansas City is in last place at 1-2.
That's crazy.
It's nuts, right? Yeah. Nuts. All right. Moving on. Injury report, everybody. Jordan Mailata and Rodney McLeod out, which means your boy Big Puddin stepping into the starting lineup tonight.
Son of an onion now.
Who is Big Puddin?
Andre Dillard.
Nice. Oh, Big Puddin.
He's tender.
You didn't know this? You haven't heard him refer to him as Big Puddin?
Do you want me to go into what I think is transpiring?
Please.
So I think this is one of those things where
here we go.
I think
conspiracy theorist Hollis here. Here we go.
I think Jordan Mailata could play, but I think they want to get Andre Dillard's trade value up because he was getting his ass handed to him all throughout training camp.
Are you really going to make him come in a Cowboys game? The one game out of the year.
Well, all their defensive linemen are down. So
exactly. They don't have Lawrence, so he'll be going against the linebacker.
Well, hopefully not Micah Parsons.
Yeah, nobody can. Micah Parsons, he'll be able to handle that. That's what he handled in college.
Landon Dickerson, obviously playing in place of Brandon Brooks, just got placed on IR, pectoral strain. Mm-hmm. He's out for at least three games. I got to tell you, I don't know if Brandon Brooks is ever going to play another snap in the NFL. I don't know if he's ever going to start again for the Eagles. I think Landon Dickerson is just what I saw, and he was just a zip code, man. Yeah. He has his own zip code over there at the right tackle, right guard position.
But did you also know that he said he hasn't played up to Eagles standards?
As long as Landon Dickerson can stay healthy, I'm all in with it.
Not to me. When he said that, I was happy he said that. Because he was balling people on the run, but he was having a little trouble on the pass. And I feel like since he's getting all the reps with the first team, I feel like he's going to be ready this time.
Yeah, and there's probably going to be a little bit of rust because the guy was injured a lot in college, too. So now he's making his first start in the NFL, and he was still injured coming into the NFL. So, yeah, there's probably going to be a little bit of rust there.
And the one thing I'll tell you about it's not so much rust. The one thing I'll tell you is when you get the reps during the week versus the team that you're coming up against, it makes a lot of difference during the game.
Zach Ertz cleared to play. Good to go there. And where BG is out for the season, let's bring it up, baby. The Cowboys, Lael Collins, may have given us an additional week to see who steps in and fills those big shoes. Best statement of this entire debacle by Lael Collins.
I got one, too, but go ahead.
I had legitimate reasons for the 7 drug tests in a row I have missed. No.
How many?
7
in a row.
7 in a row. 7 in a row, dating back to November. November of last year.
Last year.
And, 7 in a row.
And the bribery part?
I'd have tried to bribe him. I would have.
Wow.
Just on what do you think you're going to do bribing somebody like that? Like, is there ever a scenario in your mind where, like, yeah, that's a great idea. That's going to work. That's going to work. Have you ever tried to do that, Alex?
Hell no. What for? And the jacked up part is everybody thinks that it was just a one-time thing. Yeah, it's a one-part thing. It's a one-time thing. No, he's failed a couple of other drug tests before. So, but peep this. This is what I had to add to that. You know, he had appealed it. And he got it reduced to 2 games.
And then he wanted to try it even more.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And as soon as he went for 0,
exactly,
they went, oh, sorry, dumbass.
I know. It's sad about giving a guy a rope and think. You give a guy a rope, he thinks he's a cowboy.
Here's an interesting injury. All right, strained calf out until at least October, week 5, I believe, week 5 or 6. Michael Gallup has been a bit of an Eagle killer.
A little bit, yeah.
All right. Since his rookie year in 2018, 27 receptions for 372 yards and 2 touchdowns against the Birds.
Yeah, he's a great receiver.
Yeah.
Because you think of CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper, and those guys are great. I always thought that Michael Gallup was a little bit of an afterthought, and he shouldn't have been. Because that guy's legitimately, he was a second-round pick at Oklahoma State. He's a great wide receiver, and he's gotten better each year, too. He's really good.
He turned into the Cole Beasley that they've been missing.
Yeah. And Buffalo was happy about that. Thank you, Josh Allen, for finally stepping up. Hey, Tony, you got beat. Also, Greg Meisinger beat Diaz yesterday in fantasy. Yo, trust that process. Hey, trust that process.
TTP.
Hey, everybody, I want to mention our crew that's not with us right now. Diaz, Sackmaster, listening in. Super Sam, back home in Jersey. Slash, working the board for us tonight. Slash, feel free to enter in anything you want at any point in time. You're the man. Haven't had to do that yet. All right, how much time do we got left? About 3 minutes, maybe. Let's get in it. Matchups. Let's get the trenches at least out of the way before we go to break. What do you say, Big Dog?
Okay. Well, we have an offensive line here that's only given up 2 sacks. They're good. They're good. They're good running the ball. They give out. They get like 5.3 yards carry, but they don't run the ball that much because they don't call that many runs. And then when you look at it, they're a mix of young and old. The old guys are like the Tyron Smiths and the Zach Martin. And so when you look at it, and then they have Terrence Steele.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Terrence Steele,
we're using sign language now, everybody.
Terrence Steele, he's one of the nastier tackles that we played against in quite some time. I think it's going to be a formidable thing for us. But the same unit last year gave up 44 sacks.
Right.
That's just so. And the one thing I'm gonna end with just the offensive line, because I come back with the defensive line because they had a couple injuries. But the offensive line is like one of the better.
I think you can get to both. Let's do both.
Okay. The offensive line is one of the better offensive lines in the league. But they can run well.
They're getting a little old, bro.
Yeah, they're getting old, but they can run well, but they don't run the ball. So we'll be
they're
able
not running
to,
the ball at all.
Exactly. So they, it's like so. Then you go to the defensive line. The defensive line is pretty much decimated by injury. I think they have Michael Parsons playing end a little bit. And when you look at the linebacker core, some of the linebackers are going to be playing defensive end like in a rush style system. So the guys up front, they've only got two sacks. They only got 2 sacks this year.
Really?
So, yeah, they haven't been doing anything.
It's only 2 games in, but yeah, you expect a little bit more production out of that.
They're giving up 4.5 yards per carry.
Yeah.
And also they're giving up like 346 passing yards per game. So it goes hand in hand. They're trying to run a hybrid like 3-4. A hybrid like 3-4, but it's a 3-4-4.
Everybody, I'm with Chris Randolph over Boiling Tales and the Bill Bates Ultimate Tailgate Party, which is where we post up every year. You guys, make sure if you're ever in the Arlington area, you come down. the Port Boiling Tails. They've been excellent to us for the past 5 years. And we got a lot of Eagles in front of us right now. Everybody, we're going to go to break. But before that, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, providing medical, dental, behavioral health, pharmacy, and child development services for over 50 years. Full family care for the entire family, prenatal, pediatrics, adults, specialty services, and more. COVID-19 vaccine and testing available. 11 locations throughout Philadelphia. Over 85,000 patients. Telehealth and on-site appointments available. Schedule an appointment today. 888-296-GPHA. That's 1-888-296-GPHA. Go to the website for more information on services and complete listing of locations. GPHAinc.org. That's GPHAinc.org. / take us to break with the Hooters. All right, everybody, back on Green Legion Radio, live from Boiling Tails in Arlington, Texas, right across the street from AT&T Stadium. My name's Quimby. I'm alongside Hollis Tank Thomas and host of The Line Change, Mr. John Jansen. All right, we still got a little bit to do here. Everybody, sorry about the technical difficulties. We're using a Verizon pack here, jet pack, and it's AT&T Stadium. I don't know if they might be blocking what's going on here.
They may have put a satellite up.
But real quick, everybody, you deserve to get good service and great rates at State Farm. We get it, and we're here to help, because with every State Farm policy, you get good neighbor service, and you get surprisingly great rates. So what are you waiting for? Get going and talk to local State Farm agent Dave Bavuso about your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the real deal, call Dave Bavuso, State Farm Agency, 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. We're also brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, for all of your residential contracting needs. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com. That's mcsinc-pa.com, or call them at 484-202-3656. Tank, back to the trenches.
The last part I had about the trenches was real quick. Last year, they were giving up like 5.0 yards per carry, and they gave up 2,500 yards on the ground. A lot of teams, what they were doing was they would get ahead and then run the ball down their throat. They were third down this year.
And everybody, Officer Damian Stevenson, look it up. Philly cops go nuts after Super Bowl win. All over YouTube.
Also, the last thing that I wanted to mention was this year they're not getting off the field on third down. They're getting off the field at a rate of 43.4%, which is not good.
Not good.
Not good at all. So it's like their defensive line, they're not putting any pressure on the quarterback unless they send some extra people.
All right. We're going to move over to the other side of the ball right now. We're going to talk about running backs. I'm going to handle this one. Mm-hmm. Are we finally seeing, after 6 years in the league, Zeke running out of gas?
No. How do you know why?
Hold on. Let me finish. Are you all right? You got to remember, John's in here too, all right?
Oh, yeah. My bad, John.
No, all good. I could hear a Tank talk about the trenches all day.
Only 27 carries for 104 yards this season for a 3.9 yards per carry average. I know it's early, but last season you saw him regressing a little bit as well. I mean, he didn't have his quarterback when Dak was out, but go ahead.
But the thing that I see is he was killing Tampa Bay, and he was killing Tampa Bay, and they only gave him 10 touches. You threw the ball 60 times, and your quarterback was coming off a sore shoulder.
Yes. Busted tibia and fibula.
Exactly. But
what are you doing, putting him in that? Like, you're asking him, hey Dak, here you go, sacrificial CD Lamb.
Exactly. And the other part of that as well.
Did you like that Berman reference?
I do like that. The other part of that as well is that as Pollard was running good as well. So if you hit them with that 1-2 punch, they don't know who's in the backfield. And if you hit them with that 1-2 punch, you control that game, and you don't have to give Tom Brady the ball back.
Yeah, Tony Pollard has been absolutely outstanding. So if Zeke's
he's
running
averaging
out of gas,
7.7 yards per carry this year. Again, only two games, but Pollard has always been a son of a gun. And Tank's hitting on a beautiful lady in front of us right now. I want to say thanks to Mr. Jansen for hanging out with us.
Thanks,
Papa John.
Papa John. Yeah.
Papa John's right behind us right now.
He's got on his McNabb.
Yeah, last time he was here was 17 years ago with Green Legion. Yes. Donovan McNabb, 14 seconds.
Oh, yep. Cool. Yep. Also, just a point of note on running backs, and then we're going to talk a little bit about
Can I ask you a question about the running backs?
No, you can let me finish.
Okay.
All right. Our boy,
you want to be like that?
Our boy Corey Clement, running around the NFC East, still doesn't have a carry. But What do you got before you interrupt me again?
No, I was gonna ask you about who's up in our running backs.
Well, I'm about to talk about it.
Okay, good.
All right, first of all, Boston Scott questionable for this game, but he's kind of been the forgotten man in the backfield this season. Miles Sanders and Kenny Gainwell are going to take majority of the carries. Gents, thoughts, Jensen?
I have been waiting for the Eagles to get an upgrade at running back behind Miles Sanders. Boston Scott was good, but he's not a number two guy. Kenneth Gainwell is that guy and could just be, you know, in a couple of years just as good as Miles Sanders. So I love what I've seen from Kenneth Gainwell, but finally they have a good 1-2 punch at running back.
Now with Sanders, I think his durability. He's got to gain the trust of the coaches about his durability. That's why I wanted to see him get 20 touches. Everybody's talking about 20 touches. You have to prove that you can handle.
I don't think he's a 20-touch running back.
And so this is what I think. I think if Gainwell continues what he's doing and he has durability, he will be that 20-touch guy.
Yeah. Now, Kenny Gainwell's yards per carry right now, not that high. It's only like 3.8 or something like that.
Two touchdowns, though.
But
pass catching ability is outstanding. That's where
he only has
shot.
One touchdown.
Don't have two?
One?
Kenneth Gainwell? Yeah, I think that one.
Just one. Atlanta. In Atlanta. He didn't have any last week.
Okay.
All right, it's okay. But you keep embellishing me like that.
I like it.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, big fan.
Big fan. Good things.
Hey, Tank, let's talk some linebackers.
Okay,
here.
I got some their linebacking core.
Your favorite guy, Micah Parsons, until you found out he was a Cowboys fan.
Yes, I don't know you. So they're not going to have Kano Neal. Kano Neal was like, he's a smaller linebacker, but he knows not Gus Bradley. Dan Quinn is their defensive coordinator. He knows Dan Quinn's system because he used to be a safety in his system, but I don't think he's dressing today. So you have Michael Parsons, Jabril Cox. You have Leighton Vander Esch. And Jalen Smith. What you're going to see is you're going to see them deploy these linebackers in a sense where they only have three defensive linemen out there, and they're going to use one of these guys as a rush in, so because they lost DeMarcus Lawrence, and so they're trying to make up that stuff. Hold on a second, go Birds!
Are you finished already?
That's the lady who I had the altercation with last time, but when you look at the linebacker core,
hear that? That was the lady I had an altercation with last night.
Right, he just brushed that off like it was just something.
Nothing.
That,
it was a verbal altercation. It was all good fun. As I was saying, the linebackers are the heart and soul of this defense. The defensive line is kind of young, and I think they're just there to take up blocks, and they're holding up blocks for the linebacker core. The linebacker core, if we stop the linebacker core and punch them in the mouth, we will kick their rumps.
By the way, at last night's pep rally party, we had to put up with two. Well, we have to put up with somebody else right now, but that's okay. We'll get through that.
Not really.
What's up, big dog? How you feeling?
Love the hat.
It's not a podcast. We're live on Fox Sports back in Philadelphia.
Live.
Absolutely, sir. Big Poppy who?
Big Poppy Fresh.
Big Poppy Fresh, my man.
All you have to say is go Birds.
Is that Tank's nickname?
Yeah, right?
No, I'm just a big dog.
So last night we got the party with Sean Bradley's father, who's a staunch Giants fan.
Well, he was.
And his brother, who looked like jaundice, wearing nothing but yellow yesterday, and he's a Cowboys fan. That was interesting. But let's.
But Sean Bradley's dad, immediately when he got drafted, he said on TV, "I'm an Eagles fan now. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Yes.
Go Birds." So are we done? Do you want to talk anything about Eagles linebackers?
The Eagles linebackers. I feel like our linebackers have got to. We have to tackle better. We have to tackle better. We have to play the pass better, especially against the tight ends, and sometimes against the receiver in which we're going to be matched up against. The Sam linebacker cannot get caught up in the line, bull crapping with the play action fakes. Because that's a lot of times how we get messed up when they're throwing the pass. And also, alignment, and I told you this last time, alignment means everything. You align for success. We didn't align for success in the last game in which they was able to get some timely passes against us.
Yeah, sneaky good part of this team is the tight ends for Dallas. They're going to have some trouble with those guys.
Yeah, agreed. All right, I'm going to take over receivers here for a sec. Edge obviously goes to the Cowboys here, you know, with CeeDee and Amari Cooper. You know, we're still looking at young receivers that are trying to prove themselves. You know, Rager, we talk about this for 30 seconds. You know, don't you can't get pushed out of bounds. You just can't. You gotta assert your dominance.
Well, you had to run a real route.
Yeah.
You remember what Jason Vance said that day? He said that he took two steps outward, which made him, when he got downfield, you knew he was going to step out of bounds. And the guy was going to nudge him out of bounds because he was bigger and slower than him.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, it's sort of that next level thinking. You know, it's little things like that that players do so well. The great ones, like Devontae Smith, is great at, you know, being able to manipulate cornerbacks on routes. Right. Rager can't do that yet.
And it is, and remember what I told you? It's the small things, doing these small things that make a team great.
And how does Quez get caught from behind? Never had to worry about first and goal from the one.
That's true.
His ass should have been in the end zone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe it was the throw? Was the throw a little bit behind?
No, the throw was on the money.
I don't know.
I thought the throw was good, too.
Yeah, the throw was on the money.
I'm with you. I'm questioning how he got caught.
But see, sometimes some of those DBs have not only the angle, they have the DBs are better athletes than receivers.
This is a funny scene out here.
Oh, yeah.
You got a Cowboys truck with a guy wearing a Miles Sanders jersey.
Oh, he's
in the
back. Dear Lord.
Yeah, we're going to have to go over there and flatten his tires.
I know.
Tank, since we're talking about our receivers now, let's pass over to secondary and what we can expect, you know, matchup wise here. Eagles receivers versus Cowboys secondary.
Well, the Cowboys secondary is fairly young, but they've been giving up 346 yards of passing this season alone. They've given up, the entire defense has given up 29 points.
By the way, what the hell with those three touchdowns called back on the Chargers?
Thank you. I was just about to get to that. They get torched. And when I say torched, they get torched bad. They're slightly aggressive. The one kid that I want us to watch out for is the kid Curse. His name is Jaron Curse, not Javon. Jaron.
Got it.
Jaron Curse. He's a bit of a ball hawk. He's one of their safeties. He's a big rangy guy, and he will ball hawk. But the two corners are actually pretty decent. So, I feel like our receivers, because both of them are young, both guys are young. I feel like our receivers, they probably played against them in college, and so I think that our receivers got the better of them.
Yeah, and I think it's been a noticeable difference how much better Trevon Diggs has been from last year to this year. Good cornerback out of Alabama, highly recruited, highly touted coming into the league, and he didn't look good year one, but he looks better. Maybe that's a little bit of Dan Quinn helping him out a little bit, but he's looked better, and he picked off Justin Herbert, a nice pick last week.
Real
quick.
I'm gonna do the Malik Hooker.
No, I get it. Hey, Diaz, we're going to fire you and replace you, Jansen. Is that okay?
Damn.
I'm surprised you haven't fired him yet.
Yep.
Wow. Now our secondary, everybody's currently intact. As I said, we haven't got Rodney McLeod back yet. I do like the way I feel like we should put more pressure on the quarterback, but I feel like we're doing a lot better in our zone coverage and our man coverage.
Let's get the quarterbacks here real quick, because obviously this is going to be the storyline for the rest of the season.
Big time.
All right. Jalen Hurts only completed 12 passes last week. No touchdowns. 12 for 23.
Wow.
And look, I get it. You know, I think we've been clamoring for a while to have a little bit more of a balanced attack. But, you know, they didn't do anything.
No. You can't, in the second half, only have 39 passing yards. Can't do that.
It just doesn't work. Also, he got sacked twice last week. And this is the guy that's supposed to be able to get out of trouble.
The one thing that I will say is I like the fact that he doesn't take too many sacks. But the thing that I think we're missing is sometimes the routes don't dictate to the offense what we're supposed to be doing. And it's like when you look at it.
And as long as you don't pluralize that, we don't have to listen to the gobbler.
Yeah, okay. if you look at the game, and even a coach, Dick Sirianni, said it was a bit of a bad game plan, and he should have did better. Better.
Jansen, do you want to add anything here before we move on to Dak?
Yeah, no, Jalen Hurts just need to let's see him throw in the middle of the field. Make it part of the game plan. That's, I think, the biggest problem. Make it part of the game plan and make him throw middle of the field. And I think he'll be fine, but yeah, it was a little concerning what we saw.
And I had one more thing to add, sir. So the other point that I want to add is the San Francisco 49ers totally took our tight ends away.
Yes,
if you look back and look at the game, our tight ends was not even open. It was nowhere to throw the ball in the middle of the field, and so they totally took it. Fred,
Great player. Fred Warner is incredible.
Fred Warner's a stud.
He's a beast.
Obviously. All right. Dak Prescott has to be talked about. Doesn't look like he's feeling any side effect from any injury. The shoulder issues he had during training camp.
Mm-hmm.
The break, the nasty break last year. 42 for 58 for 403 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception in game 1.
Mm-hmm.
23 for 27 for 237 yards last week. No touchdowns, 1 interception. But 23 for 27, you know, that's still
awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty studly numbers.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jansen, what do you think? Prescott, I guess.
I hate to say it. He's slowly turning into an elite quarterback.
Yeah.
Like this was happening
I think we're all
at the start.
To avoid that
I know
statement.
It was happening at the start of last season. It was definitely.
Tag
the
is still
before.
Going to defend against
it. It is unbelievable the numbers that he's put up with Kellen Moore as his offensive coordinator. I think we're going to have to start having the conversation if he could be a top 10, top 5 quarterback.
Kellen Moore sucks.
If you look at
what went down last week. They got a lot of favorable calls. It should have been a blowout by San Diego because they called three touchdowns back. And when you're a former quarterback is the announcer, and he's like, oh, I don't see that penalty. When he's like that.
Might be telling you something.
It's telling you something. It's like, so when you look at the way things went down, I still think Dak is pretty good. But I think this is going to be an emotional thing for him because the last time he played here, he got hurt really bad. So it's going to be emotional. So we're just going to have to stave the wave first and then see what happens.
Everybody, this is Green Legion Radio live from AT&T Stadium. We are at the base of this stadium here in Arlington at our friends at Boiling Tails. Great tailgate. Eddie Dean's Barbecue, the best barbecue you can have down here. Everybody, MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. MCS Residential and Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. This is who you want to talk to. Everything from additions, renovations, kitchens, baths, closet organization, cabinetry, vanities, basements, everything you need. Mention the Green Legion and get 10% off your order regardless of how much. Reach out to them at www.mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. That's www.mcsinc-pa.com. Or call them at 484-202-3656. Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports, The Gambler, Philadelphia. Pre-game show, back right after this. All right, Green Legion Radio, live from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. My name is Quimby. I'm alongside Hollis Tank Thomas and host of The Line Change from 8 to 11 every Monday through Friday, Mr. John Jansen, and Mr. Jansen behind us as well. Everybody, Bucks County Baseball Company, the premier vintage sports clothing and collectibles retail store in the tri-state area. Visit their Bristol, PA location or check them out online. BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. The website is bigger than the store. Your name in Philadelphia for vintage sports gear. All right, everybody, we're talking Cowboys and Eagles, baby.
Damn, skippy.
And we're getting pretty damn close to game time, but it is, as always, how we end.
Haja.
Every single segment here on the pregame show, the Green Legion pregame show here on Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia. All right, everybody. It's time for Kaja. For those who don't know what that is, kick ass or jackass, everybody. Tank, I'm just going to go to you.
Okay.
Then to you, John.
It's my first edition of this. So
it's
no,
fun.
Don't worry. Don't worry. I have faith in you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
One of the things we try to do with Kaja every week on pregame show is we try to relive some moments in Eagles Cowboys history. And we're going to relive a few moments from a game that took place in September of 2000. A September game. Yeah, you know it, Big Dog.
I think so. I think I remember.
1996, however, first.
Huh?
Fourth and one, twice. Kick-ass or jackass?
Was it fourth and one? That was 1995.
Was it 95?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. 96 is your rookie year.
Yes,
right before
my rookie
you got there.
Yes.
1995, yes. Sorry, fourth and one, twice.
Kick-ass.
I was one, but kick-ass. I'm sure one-year-old me was saying kick-ass.
For anybody that doesn't remember, for the younger generation, the John Jansons of the world, the 27-year-old sweethearts, The Eagles stopped the Cowboys. Barry Switzer call, fourth and one. Dogged Emmitt Smith.
I know.
Dogged him straight up. He lost a yard and a half on that. They just
love the sound of that. This is going to kick ass. Every syllable and word you're saying sounds
kick-ass. The line official said a two-minute warning happened before the play went off.
Son of an onion.
It clearly was not the case. If they had instant replay back then, it would have been overturned. Fact, they went for it on fourth and one again and got dogged the same way. He got mugged. So
the funny part about that is John Madden was like, I can't believe they're doing this again.
Yeah. Madden Summerall, I should be able to play the clip, but I can't.
We can because we're...
Anyway, fourth and one, kick ass.
Yes.
Kick ass, check ass. Hal Thomas having to go up against Larry Allen because Corey Simon wasn't ready.
It was kick ass because, actually, it was a bit of kick ass and jackass because... I had already planned out. I had already planned out the ass whooping that I was going to put on the guard of the Corey had going against, and then I had to retool my entire game plan on Thursday and Friday. So it was kick ass and jackass. So.
Yeah, that sounds jackass. This sounds like a horrible position to be in.
It was jackass because Corey Simon got his first sack when he went up against the pumpkin.
He got it on the first play of the game. Okay, so a lot of people.
Hold on real quick.
Okay.
Want to say hi to a special guest we have right now.
Okay.
Everybody, this is Eddie Dean. From Eddie Dean's Barbecue. Good, he has been enjoying your food for quite some time.
Delicious.
Eddie Dean has been our longest standing vendor. We have been using Eddie Dean for all of our tailgates since 2004 and will continue to do so moving forward. I appreciate you very much, sir. How you doing?
It's always my pleasure.
You guys, any chance you have to get to an Eddie Dean's Barbecue, Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington area, do sub.
Amazing.
Anyway, Ted, yes. Continue.
Basically, I don't think you heard this story, but what happened was I had been playing left tackle the entire time when Corey Simon came to camp. We got to that Wednesday, and I had a great practice. And Corey had a crappy practice. I got a call. I told him about the call I got. He's like, "You remember when you said you could play right defensive tackle if I needed you?" I was like, "Yeah." He said, "Well, I needed you." Corey looked like crap over there. So then I switched, and then the worst part of this, the whole story was, I got to practice the next day. I got to practice the next morning. And Hugh Douglas was like, "Did they talk to you already?" I was like, "So you knew?"
Yeah. So you knew.
That sounds jackass.
Yeah, jackass. Deuce Staley's 26 carries for 201 yards and a touchdown, along with four receptions for 61 yards in the pickle juice game.
Kick ass.
I miss Deuce Staley. Kick ass.
I miss the Deuce.
I really wish he would have had an opportunity to be part of this coaching staff, at very least an offensive coordinator. I think it was a mistake that they let him go. Deuce Daly, kick ass all the way. Yeah. He's also one of the people that signed the Eagles fan flag that rests permanently in our studio inside the Northern Liberties hut. But anyway, Troy Aikman's career ending in that game.
I had a sack on the first play of a game against Troy Aikman, which was luscious. But it was great, his career ending on that game, mainly because later on that season when he...
Kick-ass or jackass?
It was kick-ass.
All right, cool. I got five
kick-ass.
More to get through.
I can't do that. That's jackass.
Don't be a dick.
No, I can't. Finish the story. Go.
Poor Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman, at the end of the season, he said that our defense was not that good. We were good enough to retire you.
Interesting. Emmitt Smith constantly breaking records against the Eagles.
Jackass.
Michael, this is an interesting one. Michael Irvin and Veterans Stadium turf.
it's kind of okay. It's kick ass.
I've got 1 minute to get through three more of these.
Okay, it's jackass, but the kick ass part was nobody wanted to see Deion Sanders down there talking about he had healing hands.
Yeah, Veterans Stadium turf wasn't great, so I mean he might have a point.
Kick ass, Michael Irvin, you were a jerk. Spoon feeding Zeke Elliott.
Jackass.
AT&T Stadium.
It looks kick-ass so far. I don't know. It looks good. I don't know.
I got to say kick-ass.
It's kick-ass. Yeah. Two interesting ones. Jerry Jones as a general manager.
Kick-ass. Love him. Yep. Love him.
Continue.
Keep the it going.
Yes, just stay around for another 30 or 40
years. Draft a wide receiver for the fifth straight year. Keep going.
Jerry Jones as an owner.
Now, that's a jackass.
I'm going to say kick ass.
Kick ass. Best owner in football. Yeah. Best owner of professional sports franchise, period. I always, and I'll tell you right, Dallas Cowboys, easiest team to work with. Over 19 seasons of doing this.
And the Mavericks, the dude who owns the Mavericks,
yeah.
They're both the same.
They are.
They treat their players and the fans great.
Yeah, I saw
By the way, second worst winning percentage in the playoffs as a general manager with 10-plus years experience, 15-13, and that's since 1989 with his massive playoff run and two Super Bowls. He's about 3-6. Since that Super Bowl run.
That's kick-ass.
Yeah, it is kick-ass.
That's kick-ass.
It is kick-ass. All right, here we go. Predictions.
Pain.
Tank, what do you got?
The Eagles by 6.
Interesting.
I hate to do this. I'm going Dallas 24-21.
Hold your tongue, wench.
Well, that means they cover.
That means they cover.
Yeah.
Give them that.
I'm sorry if I say the Eagles are going to win. They definitely won't. So, Cowboys win this.
Quiet yourself.
I just don't want to see another 29-23 overtime victory.
The tank is taking
get
over this show now.
Get this damn game over with. Let me get back to the hotel bar.
The tank is taking over now.
Get the hell home.
Slash, the tank is taking over now.
Everybody.
This is Green Legion Radio.
Now you're done.
This is Green Legion Radio.
I will unplug that microphone right now.
Go ahead and unplug it then.
Listen, I got people to get to still. Shut up. Damn you, dude.
Really?
Love you. Yeah, I do.
I'm going
to Green Legion. Yeah, you are tomorrow. Everybody, Green Legion Radio live on Fox Sports The Gambler here in Philadelphia from AT&T Stadium here in Dallas. Looking for a big win. We're brought to you by MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contract needs, check them out at 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. On behalf of all of the Green Legion Radio hosts, myself, Hollis Tank Thomas, now John Jansen, Super Sam Brady, our producer slash back in the studio, Shut Up Diaz and Chris Sackmaster.
Shut Up Diaz.
We will see you on Thursday back in Delran, New Jersey at the Finn. Grab du jour on Route 130 North at 6
with Jamal Jackson.
With Jamal Jackson. We out, baby.